when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, thank you, dear Blood River Radio family, for hanging on. Y'all hung on, even though we had some technical difficulties first the program, but that's always going to happen. Anytime you have a live program, I mean, I've talked to, like, we have one of the best webmasters on the place of the earth, and he said anytime you're dealing with high-tech stuff like this, things happen that no one even knows what happened. But I have my suspicions about some of the stuff that happens, you know, because we're not exactly the most loved program on the face of the earth. Anyway, we've transitioned to the second hour. We have still have my spirit son. I won't call him illegitimate. That probably sounds not too good. He's my spirit son, and he's Jason Robb. He's hanging on, and we're bringing on my big sister, Nancy Hitt. Big sister, she doesn't walk softly. She walks loudly because she wears army shoes, and she has a stick from hell. She'll bust your head wide open if you get out of line. I'm living proof. I got my head bandaged right now. But we're going to take off with Big Sister Nancy Hitts. She's going to present what she's got. And then when she's through, we'll let my little son Jason chime in. I'm pretty well much just going to be bringing them in and out of the breaks. Y'all know how we usually do it on the show. So anyway, how you doing tonight, Big Sister?
Almost perfect. Almost perfect. Yeah, I do have boots on, but today they're not hobnail. No, they're just a regular boot.
Well, that's because if I was there, you always have hobnails on. Anytime you're around me, you have hobnails and steel toes and big stick.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what I need with you. Yeah.
You got that right. But I'm just a cute little fuzzball. I don't know why you're so hellish mean on me. But anyway, what are we going to do today?
Well, we're going to repeat something we do weekly. It's tar and feathering. With dirty feathers and really hot tar. Now, some of these candidates have been repeated. I've used them before, but they need more tar and feathering. Probably, actually, instead of weekly, they need this tar and feathering daily. But these are three anti-white, anti-Southern U.S. politicians. I want to start with President Joe Biden. He announced that he is going to install three new statues to that Negro, Emmett Till. One will be placed in Chicago, one in the capital of Mississippi, and one at the location where he died. This is just another in-your-face anti-white action by our president, who's supposed to really support all of us, but of course that's not the case. And then you've got Vice President Kamala Harris. She deserves another tar and feathering with really filthy feathers. She flew down immediately to Florida and gave a talk denouncing Governor DeSantis in Florida. She is a race baiter. In her speech, she talks about the new guidelines for teaching black history. And, of course, according to her thinking, these new guidelines are just totally against the blacks, and they're not historic fact, although I believe from what I can gather, it certainly seems to me that it is a factual history. Many blacks were educated by the whites in learning how to shoe horses, ride horses, train horses. And that is one of the things that did happen. And, of course, she's denouncing that there was nothing good but rapes came out of contact with white supremacists. Now, the third candidate who I absolutely, I'm going to put her on a high pedestal, is Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and her ongoing
Pocahontas.
Right, so-called Indian, passed herself off as an Indian without any
proof. Blue-eyed, blonde, light-complected Indian.
Sure. And her proof, her efforts have gone into effect to rename our military forts and also to remove statues to our honored Southern dead. No, what we're going to get, they're going to remove magnificent statues. One they're working on now is at Arlington Cemetery, which is surrounded by many Confederate dead. Most of our Confederate dead historically have not been allowed in any to be buried in any national cemeteries. That's a thing few people realize. They also do not realize that Arlington was actually the home of Robert E. Lee, and it had connections to George Washington. Of course, when it was occupied by the Yankees and they started burying the Union dead close to the house, the beautiful Arlington mansion, they also looted the house of George Washington's archives, and I tried to find out years ago where these so-called George Washington memorabilia, where it actually came from. Well, I would say it was stolen from the Arlington home that was the home to the great-grandson or great-step-grandson of George Washington. Those are just a few that I would like to tar and feather to start with. Some of them, like I say, are repeat performers, and they are just evil, anti-white, anti-Southern politicians supposedly representing all of us, which is a laugh. They don't represent the people in the South, that's for sure. And at some point, I'm going to talk about heroes and heroines, but I'll defer to Jason. And, Jason, it's nice to be with you on the program. And I don't think we've been on the program before, but like I say, I know about your father from many, many years ago. I never met him. I think I did try to meet him at an event, an international meeting he had in Palmyra, Tennessee. And somehow or other, I could never get him on the telephone. This was about 10 years ago. I tried, but I couldn't get him. So I went on. I drove on back north. But anyway, those are my enemies of the South. I call them.
Yes. Well, I hopefully you brought a lot of feather and tar because those three, I think you're going to need quite a bit. I don't think one will just do it.
Oh, I always have
and
a
dirty
lot.
Dirty feathers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dirty feathers. Yeah. We try to get them really filthy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, you're absolutely right, Nancy. None of those three individuals, have a desire at all. And you had mentioned Biden, Joe Biden, I think, I think it was about 5 or 8 years ago. And I'm sure you remember this, but, Joe Biden was at a conference, I don't know if it was in the United States or some other place, but he was bragging about how America, in by 2040, statistically, America was going to be a non-white country, and he thought how beautiful that's going to be and how more diversity it will bring to America, and that the old European stock that he's a generation of will no longer be the majority. And he was just gloating about how wonderful that's going to be.
One of your Arkansas politicians bragged about that too. I think Clinton bragged about that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. They're delighted that we are going to, our race is going to be decimated by this mixing with the blacker races, and
right.
That is what they're looking forward to, a day when we're all tan-colored and chocolate-colored or even darker. But,
right.
It's disgraceful. It's unfortunate that our people seem to be so unaware. Much of this has been, as you well know, I started, I was working against busing here in Louisville when it started. this is where it really, the mixing of the blood started, really was forcing white children to be in these schools with aggressive black people, black students who were not only aggressive, but mature faster or stronger.
Right.
And they're dangerous. They're dangerous, especially to women. They're very dangerous. And
yeah.
This mixing of the blood is the demise of our race. And you know, that's what they were hoping for. Of course, that's what's
right.
happened. But yeah. back to absolutely. If you want me to go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with you. Yeah, it's an agenda on their part. You know, they have a desire to destroy our people, and they'll do any form and fashion they can.
And just like Adolf Hitler said, and of course I've become quite a fan of. I think he's was a brilliant man. In fact, I'm rereading a little booklet that came from Buddy Kirtland, The
yeah.
Great Tragedy, Germany's Declaration of War Against the United States. You know, as I have said repeatedly, the reason that Americans have no idea what Hitler was saying is because they've never translated anything he ever said. But if they would only take time to read his logic and his brilliance, people would maybe take a second look at why they hate Hitler so much. I mean, Hitler was a genius, in my opinion. And he did say that everything was in the blood. It's in our blood. It's in the blood.
There comes the break, Sister Nancy. They hate him for the same reason they hate the lighted cross, because Hitler was a godly man. And that can be proven, but we have to do it one person at a time, because we don't have millions and billions of dollars like the big news media. Folks, we'll be right back with Jason Robb and Big Sister Nancy Hitt. So be right back, folks. Hang on.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, you got that right. Real power is something you take. And we'll be alluding to this in the third hour. It's going to get kind of bloody. Like we all, without blood and guts and gore and napalm and white phosphorus and hellfire and brimstone, it's not really Blood River, you know, and that's what we have Nancy here for, to do all that. But Sister Nancy with her stick. But anyway, we're going to go right back to our great guest, Jason Robb, and Sister Nancy. We're talking about some good stuff before we left. And we're going to go right back to them. And if we have time, I'll bring up a something I wanted to talk about earlier on. But anyway, I guess we'll go back to Jason since he's a special guest tonight. So go ahead, Jason. Take off anything you want to talk about, brother.
Well, Nancy was talking about the three individuals, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and then
Elizabeth
Pocahontas. Yes, Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Yes, and it's really sad that there's an very evil intent to destroy our people through race mixing, through the moral degeneration of homosexuality, population replacement, allowing illegal aliens coming in, and as well as legal aliens. And it's all designed to make America a non-white country. We always consider America the apple of God's eye. This is a very beautiful country. America was designed and created as a white Christian country. The first Immigration Act of 1790, I believe it was, by Congress, limited citizenship and immigrants only to white people of good moral character.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It was definitely designed as a white Christian country, and our enemies, they know that. And that's why they hate and despise the founders. That's why they hate and despise the Southern Patriots, because they continued on that Christian zeal, and of course with the South, longing and trying to preserve their culture as well. Our enemy hates that, and that's why they try to do everything they can to destroy our monuments. And our military bases and anything named after Confederate soldiers and our honorees of the South, they want to do everything they can because of the fact that they know what that represents.
I just got some audio tapes. I have cassette tapes from back in the 80s, and I have one. You may be familiar with Dr. McWhinney. He wrote a book about, I think it was called Cracker Culture. At any rate, this audio tape that I have is a cassette tape I've listened to twice. It's excellent, by Dr. McWhinney. And he quotes Henry Miller, who was really not from the South. I think he originally from the North and lived in California. He said that the only hope for this country, now this is his opinion, there were reasons for this, but I'll just make one statement. He said the only hope was in the South, the people of the South, and the character of the South, and the that the only culture that we had really was Southern culture. But back to my list of heroes and heroines, I wanted to point out something I told Eddie about today, which I thought was a little bit unusual. I would suggest that right-wingers, white nationalists, stay away from the area around Washington, D.C. for several reasons. Here's my list of three heroes who were shot, and some of them were killed, in the area around Washington. George Lincoln Rockwell was shot in 1967 in Arlington, Virginia. He was actually killed 26 miles away. Governor George Wallace was shot in 1972 in Laurel, Maryland. He was not killed, he was paralyzed. President Ronald Reagan was shot in Washington, D.C. in 1981. I'm just saying that for conservatives, nationalists, they better stay away from those areas around D.C. It could be they could get shot or assassinated. That's just kind of a joke in a way, but it is true. We've got to stay away from D.C. is a dangerous for Southern people. It's dangerous for all people, and especially because of the blacks run D.C. And the crime rate is astronomical. As it is in most large cities.
I have an interesting tidbit about that. Before you leave, Ronald Reagan, we used to have a fella. I was crazy about it. Lieutenant Colonel James Bo Greitz. He used to come on TPC, Political Cesspool. I used to bring him on. And we haven't. He's kind of, I don't know if he's alive or in hiding because the Bushes hated him. The Bush family tried to kill him because he was exposing who was the drugs coming out of what we used to call the Golden Triangle back in the day. Burma, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, that they grow some of the best dope in the world. And Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz exposed where that dope was going. The dope was going to, and of course the Bushes. He, according to him, was heavily involved in it. But I was telling you about. Golly, I kind of lost my track. I was going to tell you about Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz. I kind of lost my track. I kind of lost my train of thought.
Did they try?
Oh, I know what it was now. Yeah, listen, Lieutenant Colonel Bo Greitz, at one time, he was authorized to carry a suitcase nuke. He had that. He also and he said, Colonel Greitz said that Reagan's own Secret Service man shot him. You know, was this, some guy came out, was getting bang, 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 trying to shoot.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they pushed him into the back of his limo. And that's where the Secret Service shot him with this super powerful air rifle, air pistol. And they did it. They didn't kill him, but they let him know, we got to reel you in, boy. You're acting like the president, like you've got some power. So they let him know right fast. This occurred according to Colonel Greitz. He said on our show, TPC, he said this. They gave him a notice. You don't control anything. You don't do anything we don't give you permission for. And I wasn't really heavy into politics then, but they said that Reagan was never the same after that. But they said that, I think, was it Hinckley that tried to shoot him? He was in the mental institution
Day, probably. Oh, that's right. It was Hinckley. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And
the one who shot Rockwell, I think he is still alive. I was trying to find out. No, wait a minute. Let's see.
Rice had a pellet.
I think he's still alive. I think he's still alive, the guy who shot Rockwell. All of these guys, I was trying to really pin them down as being agents, and I think many of them were paid by the government anyway to do these dirty deeds. You know,
Greitz had the pellet. Greitz had the pellet. He said it was exactly the same copy. Because, see, Greitz had one of these guys. Greitz was high up in the intelligence community, but he went rogue on them. He started going back to the Vietnam, that area, to try to find out what happened to the POWs. And he found his buddy, a Burmese general, Khun Saw was his name. And he fought side by side with the Americans in the Vietnam War. And Khun Saw became a big, huge drug dealer. We could do another 2 hours on that. But anyway,
with the aid of Americans. You know, I had questions about Bo Greitz. I think he was out there. Was he involved in Waco or with the?
Yes, he was in Waco.
He was involved, I had a lot of questions about whether he was really on the up and up. I don't know.
He was. He was in with a guy by the name of Officer Jack McLam, who's now deceased. Here's what happened: they took Colonel Greitz's plane. Colonel Greitz and Jack McLam jumped out into the compound of Waco to get between the federal goons trying to shoot those people, and they stopped the massacre. And they made a deal with the feds that they would let them return and go see congressmen and politicians to try to settle this thing between the Mount Carmel, the compound there between with the Transravidians, to try to solve that peacefully. The commander, top commander of the feds task force said, yes, we will wait on you till you get back. And they weren't out of sight good until they burned that place down and killed them. And Bo Greitz, Officer McLam jumped into that compound. Jack McLam also went to Mena, Arkansas with a group of task force later on when Gordon Call was murdered. They went up there to investigate that because the sheriff in that county, I think it was Izard County, was also murdered by the feds. And I'll show folks, we got to go to another break. I'll shut the hell up. I didn't mean to come in and commandeer that, but you wrote some very interesting points that I remember Jack McLam and Officer and Colonel Greitz talking about. Folks, we'll be right back after this break.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is denying any wrongdoing after being hit with more charges in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. A new indictment alleges Trump requested employees delete security footage of the Florida estate following a grand jury subpoena. In a radio interview Friday, Trump said he believed he wasn't required to hand over the tapes, but did so anyway. He also accused the Justice Department of trying to intimidate his employees to make up lies about him. Five people were wounded in a shooting at a Seattle community outreach event. Happened just around 8 o'clock Friday night in the parking lot of a King County donut shop. Two victims are listed in critical condition.
Honestly, this is really disturbing when you have victims that are literally just trying to do an outreach effort, trying to, you know, help people out and get people on the right path, and this is what they end up getting hit with.
Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz says that dozens and dozens of shots were fired. They suspect two shooters were shooting from an adjacent parking lot. Parts of the USA that have been baking under the summer heat are about to get some relief.
Cooler temperatures are moving in with heat advisories expiring from New Jersey to Missouri. And in the Southwest, Phoenix is finally getting a break.
We're finally going to break that 110-degree streak, hopefully Monday, with a high of 109, chance of storms again.
Meteorologist Paul Horton of Arizona's Family News says showers and storms are arriving on Sunday. Phoenix has been 110 degrees or hotter for more than four straight weeks. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Congress is on an August recess with the fight over government funding sidelined until mid-September. Lawmakers left town Thursday after the House passed only one of a dozen appropriations bills. None have cleared the Senate. SpaceX completed a twofer from the Space Coast Friday night. A Falcon Heavy lifted off 23 hours after a Falcon 9 went up just after midnight. The successful return of two of the Falcon Heavy's three boosters set off sonic booms. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Smell of napalm in the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue.
Well, dear Blood River Radio people, I wouldn't say napalm smells like victory. It smells kind of like hell. But I tell you what, I've seen the time where I wish we had more of it. Anyway, folks, we're going to go right back. I guess I can't remember my old mind who was speaking. I guess we'll go back to Sister Nancy since she's kind of ramrodding this hour with our special guest, Jason. Yes, sir, Jason. Rob is on tonight. So go back, Sister Nancy. Take up where we left off. I can't remember.
Well, it's just a couple things. One of the things I wanted to mention is over the years, I've been writing to Matt Hale, 40 years for a non-crime. He was in Florence, Colorado, in one of the maximum prisons in Colorado, and in solitary for years. He spent about 20 years so far of a 40-year sentence, and now he's in the state where he was actually raised, in Illinois. I think he's in Marion, Illinois, but he's in a special communications section. Now, in the past, they have all these restrictions. You have to use a white envelope. You cannot use a colored envelope. You cannot stick a return address label on because somebody might send in drugs. You can't send a photograph. I guess it has to be changed into a black and white, or a card has to be copied. Anyway, now they've got this poor man, Matt Hale, classical violinist, a educated lawyer. He is in a situation where he cannot receive any communication after almost 20 years behind bars for a non-crime. He cannot have any communication with anyone except his family. His mother recently died, and she was really a bulldog, keeping him, helping him for years. So he does have two living brothers, and at any rate, I guess he can have contact with his lawyer, for what good that is. But I did send him a birthday card. His birthday is coming up, I think, the 27th.
That's right.
Well, I'm looking right here at the return envelope from the U.S. Department of Justice. This poor man cannot receive a birthday card. He can't receive anything except communications with his family after all these years of suffering and even almost 15 to 16 years in solitary. This is an American gulag, folks. Wake up. This is what we're facing, and I told Eddie today, I don't care what you think about the Arabs, but I personally have great sympathy for these people who were picked up on the battlefield herding sheep, and they were sold a bill of goods. They were sold like ransom to the Americans as terrorists, and they've been rotting in Gitmo for how many years? Because the stupid American government is smart enough to send these people into an island where they can't, they, nobody really has much contact with them outside of maybe their lawyers. And the American government says, well, they're too dangerous to put in prisons in this country, which is absolutely ridiculous. But at any rate, this is American gulags, so this is what we have to look forward to. The laws only apply to us. They do not apply to the people who write the laws. They don't apply to the big boys. They don't apply to the wealthy people. They only apply to us. They're little peons. They're little people who are supporting them with our taxes. And I just want to mention a few other heroes, people who are heroes to me. Prime Minister Ian Smith of Rhodesia. Enoch Powell,
yes,
who wrote in 1968 that he could see the rivers of blood. And as of today, I know England is suffering with the rivers of blood from all of those immigrants who hate the country and hate the white people. And then I want to say that the other heroes are those people we executed at Nuremberg unfairly, and the female victims of violence in Berlin. The people that no good Eisenhower held back the forces that were coming from the East and allowed those women and children to be brutalized by the actually the Asiatics of Russia. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about today.
Well, I'll tell you what do you think about all that, Jason, brother? She unloaded, Miss Nancy unloaded a lot, but I'll tell you,
kind of mind-boggling. I'm just kind of sitting here just listening, like, you know, talking about covering a lot of history and where do you start. It kind of goes back, you know, that the what we would call the deep state, you know.
Yes.
When you see what's going on now with the atrocities, you know, going against President Trump and all the people that went to the January 6th rally, and then what you're seeing with Hunter Biden, and that really the deep state, that's just kind of uncovering, and the people are just kind of getting a taste of how deep, you know, the America is as far as those that control it, you know, the Jewish supremacists that controls all of that, and the CIA, everything that, you know, with the government. Just how deep of state, and then that you start questioning the average person out there, I think, is starting questioning a lot of things that's been told to them, because they see what's happening with some of the so-called conservative leaders out there, and they start questioning, okay, well, if the government is doing that towards the normal average person out there, what else are they hiding? What else are they doing? And they start questioning kind of some of the history. So when she's talking about the Nuremberg trials and the atrocity that happened over there against the German people and the women and the German leadership that was executed, I think people are starting to questioning that, and then some of the Arabs and stuff like that. So there are a lot of things that I think people are starting to question just because of the fact that they see what's happening right in front of them now, and that's just scratching the surface, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think that, you know, people are starting to look at things, and if they're starting questioning some of the past, what's happening, it I think that helps us because it gives us a talking point about, hey, you know, some of the things that historical significance maybe really was not true, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, Nancy just dumped a lot of stuff.
Sure did.
She just threw the whole tar and feather out there for everybody.
Yeah. I'm always worried she's going to tar and feather me if I don't walk the line. She's always has a hot, she says she has a bucket more just for me in case I get out of line. She sure does.
Well, you know, I will say this. I saw a recent poll, and this kind of says the same thing, is there was a recent poll a couple weeks ago, and 30% of the youth population out there in the United States, it was just towards the United States, about 30% of the United States youth population did not really know anything about the World War II. They had no idea anything about you know, what we would call the so-called Holocaust, which, you know, we obviously know was not real. But they didn't even know about some of this historical things, even just, like I said, general about World War II. And so that's why we constantly see, you know, about the Jewish being the victims and everything else, because if they're no longer the victims, then they don't have the control over our people. And so, you know, a lot of this stuff about our youth, you know, they don't know about historical, just average historical significance that we know, you know. And so, to me, when I see some of the stuff that's going on right now about, you know, the deep state, I think it's kind of a blessing because the average person out there is starting to question things. They're questioning their government, and they're questioning why certain people are being prosecuted and not others. You know, like Nancy mm-hmm. was saying, those, you know, like the Biden family and you know, everyone that's in power, they're not going against. But anyone that dares to question the government or try to, you know, exercise their First Amendment rights at the January 6th rallies, and even with President Trump. That's questioning the deep state in some form or fashion. They really are looking to say, hey, the government really is not looking after my best interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think mm-hmm. that's a good thing when people are starting questioning that.
You know, Jason, mentioned the prisoners and stuff, and you mentioned the January 6th. Did you know, my wife told me just today, now there's been over 1,000 people incarcerated for January 6th. They hadn't been to trial. Edmund Ford Judge rotting in jail. Folks, so we'll go right back to Sister Nancy as soon as we come back from this break. Be right back, folks.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles and the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we didn't emphasize the point enough, I don't think, but Jason Robb, he's an attorney, a well-established attorney, busy, but you can never get him. He's always working in court. He knows this stuff, and we're going to go back to him. I would like him to mention, talk a little bit about this January 6th thing. We said, my wife told me just today that there are over 1,000 people from the January 6th thing have been incarcerated, and precious few have even been brought before a magistrate, a judge of any kind. They're just rotting in prison. I mean, this has been years. So we're going to go back to Jason, and he'll talk a little bit about that and the travesty it is, and how there's no such thing as law. But so go ahead, Jason. Tell us a little bit about the legalities that you know that at least we used to have in this country.
Right. Well, I mean, traditionally, you know, when a person gets arrested, you have 48 hours. You know, if you're in a state court, sometimes it'll be 48, some will be 72 hours. They can, you know, a lot of times you can do what's called an investigative hold for about 72 hours, and they got to release you. And so, yeah, you got, you know, who knows how many people, because, you know, every day it's a higher number. But you got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people in Washington, D.C. from January 6th, where they were there exercising their First Amendment right, and they're basically being held in jail, not been able to go in front of a judge. Some of them may be, you know, being there just as an investigative hold. But if they even are going in front of a judge, their bonds are being denied, claiming that they're a flight risk. Or various things, just basically to keep them in jail, and I think what's happening is, you know, you see this and you see reports about this, and you know I look at it. I know probably most people will agree that, you know, listen, that this is really, it's just a way to instill fear to people out there that are upset of what's happening, and it's basically to show them that, hey, if you try to exercise your First Amendment right against questioning the government, this is what's going to happen to you. And mm-hmm. so it's mm-hmm. really trying to instill fear into the average person out there to, you know, to be vocal, not to be vocal against the government. It's basically to say, this is what's going to happen if you try to do that. And it's really shameful. I saw something a couple days ago on TV where this father and daughter was there in January 6th, and they actually just entered into the Capitol because the daughter had to use a bathroom, and the officer told them where to go in the bathroom, so they went there, used the bathroom. They came out 5 minutes later, and they are actually one of the ones that are being charged with, you know, various crimes for the January 6th incident. And so it really is just, to me, it's a tool that they're using to deter any future, assembly of people that's trying to be vocal against the government.
I compare that to their approach with the white man defending himself against a black man. Same thing.
Absolutely.
Same thing. Absolutely, yeah. The same thing. We are not supposed to defend ourselves. If we do, we're going to be behind bars, and the black man is going to be free.
Right. Yeah, exactly. When we talk about attacked upon white civilization and white culture, that is just an example of that. Because you know, all those people, for the most part, that was there on January 6th, they're, you know, what we would call conservative, traditionalists, you know, probably Christian people that know what was happening about the election, and they see the destruction of their country, and they were there to be vocal about it. You know, they were exercising the First Amendment, and the government don't want that. They don't want the masses of people rising up against them, and that's just an example of why we're seeing all those people in jail right now, because they were vocal about it.
Mhm. Right.
Well, I'll tell you. Oh, go ahead, Nancy.
Well, in passing, I was going to say that I was very two things. I think one of the things you're talking about is the fact that people are more aware of what's going on with the FBI, CIA, and how they're very biased, et cetera, in the media. And I think this came from Trump. But where I am really disappointed with Trump is in with this January 6th. I mean, I don't think with a man as moneyed as he is, he has done little, in my opinion, to help these protesters. That's just my take on it.
Well, folks, you know what? Jason.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, I can understand people feeling that way. I definitely can. But I will say that, you know, he probably could have always done more. But I will say that he has really been to the average person, a person that people are looking up towards, that's fighting against the government. And to me, that kind of legitimizes our cause, because mm-hmm. you know, when we are talking about what the government is doing against our people, against our Constitution, our laws, they can see that in front of them with those attacking, you know, the January 6th attendees and even Trump. So, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Nancy, but I think that the average person out there, unfortunately, the average person out there, they are not politically astute as, you know, as you are, you know, and others, you know. They for the most part, they don't read, and they don't know their history. They don't know really anything except, you know, going to work, going home, trying to provide for their family, thinking that the government's out there to, you know, protect them. And they're now seeing that their whole world is being turned upside down.
Well, I will say, I think Trump lifted the eyelids of some of the people to the fact that the government is not our friend.
Yes. Yes.
Not his friend either.
No, definitely not. I think he's finding that out very quickly.
Yeah, he said, something I was supposed to be on. Well, let me ask you a question, Jason. You know, with all the chicanery going on in our so-called government, I call it Sodom on the Potomac, run by the Satan-worshipping Judeo-Bolsheviks. But do you think now there's any chance given to a third party? Say for instance, we know RFK Jr. would be great if he just wasn't kowtowing to Israel. You know, he said, if there's always a turd in the punch bowl, I mean, you have 500 gallons of best champagne, best punch there is at a royal wedding. And they'll say, "What's it's great punch, but there's just one little dog turd in it. Just get, if you just get around that." Well, here's the dog turd. Hey, that's my old Southern redneck colloquialism. But here's the thing. RFK has come out, says all the right stuff, stuff I hadn't heard anybody, ever heard anybody say. He says the CIA, the deep state, killed his father, killed his uncle, killed MLK, killed everybody. They're crooked. He says he was going to bust them into 1,000 pieces when he, if he gets elected, just like his, just like that's what got his, part of the things that got his uncle killed, JFK. Is there any chance, say somebody as well known as RFK Jr., could he win as a third party or as anybody else in a fire, a real fireball? What's your take on that, Jason?
I don't know. I mean, I'm always a big fan of that third party because I think the two-party system needs to weaken. But I think what you're seeing is you know, the just within the Republican Party, I think you're seeing a third party somewhat being developed in the Republican Party itself. I mean, you have, you know, the MAGA, you know, Make America Great Again, you know, those that are, I would call, well, the enemy calls extremists, but we would call, you know, those that are American first, the traditionalists, and they're fighting against, you know, the rhinos, you know. And so I think you're seeing that kind of being developed within the Republican Party, and because there basically there's two extremes. Now you got the Republican Party going to the extreme part, which that's what we favor, and of course the liberals, the Democrats, they're going to the extreme of the Marxists and the socialists. And so,
have you heard about this No Name Party? There is a new movement out there, and it is interesting. They want to name a Democrat and a Republican to be on the platform of I think it's a No Name or unnamed party. And they do. They're trying to create conciliatory people who will work together. I mean, it's a theory. I've never run across this before, but it is a movement. It's that I think they're maybe trying to get the West Virginia senator to run with a Republican. That's what I think. And it's kind of a new novel idea.
I've got to break in for a minute. We're almost out of time. Two items. Peter Scoop Stanton. We'll have to hold him. We'll have to bring Peter Scoop Stanton in on the third hour because we've waited a little bit late getting him on. But, Pete, you're there. Hold on. We'll bring you in for a segment or two, the first segment of third hour. But before Jason goes, Jason, I would like you to give all the information how people can come to the Nice Party, how they can join. Give your website, anything you'd like. We've got about a minute and a half.
So, well, they can look at our website, KKKNationalOffice.com. It's KKKNationalOffice.com. That is the Knights Party website. The Christian Revival Center website is Christian Revival Center.net. They can also call our phone number at 870-427-3414. And they can get that information, or they can get hold of you, Eddie, and then you can give them more information. But those are three ways they can get a hold of us, and we can give them more information about our Congress coming up and our organization and membership. If they're interested in getting more information on that, the best thing is just going to the website, and they can get all the information they need and our platform, history of the Knights. And what our beliefs are, and basically they're the beliefs that probably everyone that comes on this show, you know, traditional America, standing up for our race, our culture, and heritage, and trying to preserve it. They can get us through any of those avenues.
Well, I certainly appreciate you. We're almost out of time, Jason. We've got Peter Scoop Stanton's called in. He's one of our old guys. He's going to be on in just a minute or two. We're transitioning to the second hour. We're going to bring on Gene, the bitter ender Andrews, and Mark Tomey is coming with a special report. We just had to do it just down there yesterday. Jason, please stay in touch with me. I'll stay in touch with you.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I get to come up there and relax with all my friends in the Zinc, Arkansas Labor Day weekend. But thank you so much, Jason. You knocked it out of the park, brother. Thank you so much, son.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. People were transitioning to the third hour now. Hold on, we're going to bring in, like we said, we're going to bring in the Bitter Ender and Mark Tomey. And Peter Skip Stanton's going to be on for a minute or two to ask questions, whatever he wants to do. He's one of our brothers. Be right back, folks.